We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, it's WTIC. Tom Scott's here. We'll talk to him in one sec. But first, we've actually gotten in the past, what day is this? Second day. In the past 2 days, we've gotten one whole request for a replay of the song that I made last week, spoofing Jolly Ned. And that's, we have a minimum. We have to have at least one request to replay the song in order to do it. We have high standards here. So this is to the tune of Mr. Ed, Jolly Ned. You ready?
A rube is a boob, a boob, a rube. No state can be led by a fool, you tool. Unless the state meets this fate with a feckless Jolly Ned. Go right to the marble and ask the guy. You'll find his answer contains a lie. His door's always open, but no one's by. Talk to Jolly Ned. Talk is cheap, Ned's rich with words that clog and block the way. But Jolly Ned will never speak unless he has nothing to say. You can't push a square into a round, but Ned's chasing spending that isn't sound. He's looking for love he's never found. He's looking for love that won't be found. He is Jolly Ned.
That could be the beginning and end of my singing career right there. Let's say good afternoon to Tom Scott. Hello there, Thomas.
How you doing there, Todd?
Well, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
You know, this is becoming a pattern. Increasingly, when I'm sitting here on hold, notwithstanding the entertainment I just heard from you a moment ago, I listen to the top of the hour newscast, and there's Connecticut Senior Senator Dick Blumenthal again. The guy is constantly in the news, bloviating, usually about nonsense. And I'll just say this before I get to my pet peeve. Keep an eye on this guy for 2022. You heard it here first.
What about 2022?
He is vulnerable. He's up for re-election in 2022. Everybody knows him, and he's only at about 53%.
Is this why he's making sure he's in the news every day?
Well, that, and I think there's something irresistible for him. There's something wrong with the guy, frankly, when it comes to this insatiable appetite for getting in front of TV cameras and radio microphones. I mean, he does it. I think he wakes up every morning trying to figure out how he can get on TV and radio that day.
Well, this seems to be his business model, but I don't know that Chris Murphy is particularly different.
No, he's different in a strange sort of a way, and he's becoming a nuisance in a different way, and that is on the international stage. I mean, he's been doing things and behaving in a way that is really dangerous. Whereas Blumenthal is a nuisance and a clown, but I wouldn't say the guy is dangerous. I mean, his votes are always bad on the floor of the Senate, but. The meddling we're seeing from Connecticut's other senator, Chris Murphy, is downright dangerous. He is giving aid and comfort to America's enemies, and that's dangerous.
But what about this business model that some leftist politicians have now of just clamoring for the camera at all times and sensationalizing themselves in a way that's appealing to the left?
Well, yes, but see, you're kind of making my point. The fact that Dick Blumenthal, who's been around forever, I mean, he was Connecticut Attorney General for years, he's been in the Senate since 2010, household name, yet he's only at about 53%. And part of it, and this is instinct, I don't have any polling data to back this up, my instinct on this is that he's worn out his welcome with a lot of people. I think a lot of people realize that the office of U.S. Senator is actually a very serious office, and that to belittle the office the way that Dick Blumenthal does is unbecoming of the office.
Well, I was wondering if he might not be better off if he just acted with more dignity and showed up once in a while in the news.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, on to my pet peeve here, if I may. You've had a number of callers, your most recent caller and in the last hour, talking about the cameras that may be coming to Connecticut someday, where somebody rolls through a stop sign or is going 4 or 5 miles above the speed limit and suddenly they get these outrageous tickets. You know, we have something else right now in Connecticut that's very disturbing. We have empowered the state government to empower municipalities to hold a real cudgel over the heads of people who allegedly owe a couple of parking tickets to some city or town in Connecticut. Try to register your car or renew your driver's license to suddenly have the clerk at the counter say, oh, sorry, Hartford says that you owe 3 parking tickets, therefore you can't register your... No, it happens right now.
No, I know. It's the worst thing. Hold on a sec, Tom. We've got to get a traffic and weather update. It's the worst thing when you're already facing the bureaucracy and the bureaucracy says, oh, you have to go to another bureaucracy and clear this thing up. Hang on a sec. Let's get traffic and weather together on the 8th. Yep. All right, we're talking to Tom Scott, former state senator and perpetual smart guy on politics. So, I'm sorry, I interrupted your...
Well, you know, when I was in the state Senate, Todd, I witnessed this this notion of legislative liaisons. Every department in Connecticut, every bureaucracy, the Department of Motor Vehicles in particular, they have employees who are who they call legislative liaisons, but they're lobbyists for the department. And one of the things they did years ago was empower the department to deny people the opportunity to renew their driver's license or to re-register their car if a town, any town in Connecticut, alleges that you owe 3 parking tickets, for example, or local property taxes without any adjudication. In other words, they're just alleging this. Now, if somebody owed you money, Todd, or if you're a small business person and somebody owed you money, you might send them a collections letter, you might call them a couple of times, you might bring them to small claims court. But what we've done in this case is we've empowered towns to deny you the use of your car and to deny you the use of your driver's license because someone alleges you owe a town, you know, $30 or $40 in parking ticket fees. And some towns have that boot. You know, where you put a boot on a car because your license plate shows up in the computer that you owe some parking tickets. Well, who says? What court has ruled on that? Where's the finding of wrongdoing? Well, there isn't one. Why have we made it so easy for these people to disrupt our lives? Because I know people that didn't owe back taxes or parking tickets and had their cars booted or they were denied at the counter of motor vehicles to get their license renewed.
Right, that's you're terrible. Suggesting that the government might make a mistake?
Well, absolutely. But, Todd, but to your point, though, and to your earlier hour when all these people were rightfully expressing concern about these video cameras, think about how easy it would be for the state where they have a shared arrangement where they have all these intersection cameras and they split it with the town. You know, the state takes 60%, the town gets 40%, or whatever it is, and it's millions and millions of dollars. And again, if you contest it, or if you're late contesting it, because they give you these short deadlines, right, in which to contest it, then suddenly they hold your registration and your license back. And that now they've got you.
Yes. So I was just reading about in Washington, D.C., the accusation is there that the municipality is so desperate for money that what they're doing with their red light cameras, or they also have speed cameras, that they're putting these things in locations where the speed limit is just dropped, but they haven't put a sign up indicating it, or you don't have time to slow down. After having seen the thing before the automated ticketing mechanism writes you up. And this is, to me, first of all, the first question is, why hasn't Connecticut done this already? Because this sounds just like what the plunderers in Hartford would want to do. But it also is a confession, I think, of the accusation that I make all the time, that the government is the enemy.
Well, you know, Todd, this has come up before in Connecticut. It never got out of committee. I think there have been some study committees and some out-of-session study committees and so forth. It hasn't been seriously considered, but you've got to believe that there are politicians in Hartford who are licking their chops on this, because it's a fairly easy moneymaker. I mean, these cameras are not cheap, but once they're installed and once they're up and running, just think about it, $100 if you roll through a stop sign, or allegedly roll through a stop sign, and try fighting this stuff. They make it so difficult that you don't want to fight it. You just pay the ransom.
Yeah, what are you going to do? But, you know, I don't think I've stopped at a stop sign in probably 7 or 8 years, because the way traffic flows, you're actually an impediment. You're a problem if you stop at stop signs. If you're not going 65 on the highway, you're in the way, and that's in the right lane. So
yes, and
what happens if they suddenly start automating this law enforcement?
Well, that's right. Now, Todd, think of it, it's analogous to the toll debate we just had. Let's not argue on their ground. Tolls were not about fixing the highways in Connecticut. It was simply a massive new revenue source. Same thing if they go with these cameras. It's not going to be about public safety. That's what they'll claim. It's about public safety, primarily at busy intersections. It's about money. That's why they put it in those locations that you were just talking about. It's all about raising money. So if they start pushing this stuff again, and they will, maybe not this year, but they will sooner than later. When they start pushing it, don't accept the premise that this is about public safety. It's about money.
Well, you know, nobody should accept any premise that they come out with. Okay, let's just shift topics for our last couple of minutes here. Big debate tonight. Suddenly it's war on Bernie Sanders. Suddenly the Democrats are going to object to the fact that he's a communist because it's suddenly in their best interest. What are your thoughts on this?
Well, you know, Todd, I have to admit that I watched the last Democrat debate, but I turned it on fully expecting to turn it off about 5 minutes in. But there was so much political blood on the floor within the first 5 minutes, I couldn't help myself. I had to stay tuned. Now, I am going to turn it on tonight at 8 o'clock, again, with the expectation that I've got better things to do. So I'm really going to try to be disciplined and only watch the first 5 or 6 or 7 minutes. My guess is, though, that if it's as good a show as it was last time, I may stick around because they really are imploding.
I think tonight's going to be way better. There's two billionaires on the stage, right?
You know, think about these. How you've heard me talking about consultants before, Democrat and Republican consultants. And
weasels, you mean.
Of them, lion weasels, lion thieving weasels. think about the consultants that were sitting around in the Bloomberg campaign, and Bloomberg says, you know, I think I want to go to the next debate. And instead of challenging them, the consultant said, yeah, Mr. Mayor, good idea. Whereas any consultant worth his salt would have grabbed them by the lapels and said, you're not going to that debate. Some wag said that Bloomberg showed up with a wallet to a knife fight. And I think that's probably a pretty good analogy.
Ooh, that's a good line. But would you have...
They should not have gone to the debate.
Would you have kept them out of all the debates?
I would have kept them out of every debate. Who needs it? It's all downside for him. And even if you need an argument, not that you do, he could have said, listen, I'm not on the ballot in Nevada. Why am I going to the Nevada debate? Same thing with South Carolina.
Yeah, so what that indicates is they thought it was an opportunity that they couldn't miss, and then they didn't prep him for how to make sure he didn't get killed.
I think the mayor, Bloomberg, is so arrogant that he thought he needed to go to the debate and show these people
how smart he was.
And the consultant didn't stand up to him and say, Mr. Mayor, you're nuts. We're not letting you go to the convention.
Because that's what happens when you've got more money than God.
Yeah, exactly.
Who tells you the truth when you have that much money? He doesn't pay enough.
Another wag said the night of the debate last week that Bloomberg doubled the salary of the guys that he sent down to the spin room to try to justify his performance.
That's good. All right, Tom Scott, always good stuff from you. Thank you, sir.
Anytime.
We'll talk to you again next week. Yes, Tom has been known to advise a politician or two, but obviously he's smarter than them because he would have told young Mike Bloomberg to stay away from that debate stage. And obviously, in retrospect, that would have been the right advice.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.